Thank you very much, Beth. Thank you, Stefan and Igor, for this session, and thank you all for joining our session. As Beth was mentioning, we do hope that this is a bit of a different session that you've usually seen on digital topics, and that is because we have tried also this year, not only for this session specifically, but throughout the work that we have done this year to come up with different angles or different topics or subtopics or to address things that were not as addressed in the past. So. To this point, a case in point to that is also the paper that together with Jose Angel I wrote. It's an exploratory paper on the twin transition in non-electricity sector, and we'll tell you a bit more about it in the next few slides. So as we said previously, over the past few years, we have looked at digitalization as an enabler that is facilitating at the same time innovation and enhanced productivity, so operational efficiency if you want. And we've looked into electrification processes and how that is supporting and accelerating the energy transition process, and we've researched extensively different tools, different platforms, different utilization of digitalization if you want in the energy sector over the past few years. But at the same time, we always knew that there were vectors and there were aspects of the energy sector that were not addressed simply because they were not part of this electrification process or were not electrified. And for that reason, we thought that is timely to address or to write a paper on the digitalization role in conventional, if you want, energy sectors, non-electricity sectors, more specifically oil and gas, as well as the hydrogen vector on the supply side, but then also on the demand side to look a bit on non-electricity heating and cooling, cooking and transport. We believe there's room for improvement, operational improvement, as well as sustainable progress that can be made on these sectors with the help of digitalization. But this is part of the aim of our effort. The other aim is to actually provide a call for engagement with member states and whoever wants to contribute to help us research a bit more these topics, so that we are calling for a more in-depth collaboration on this topic and an assessment on these concerns. We do hope that some of you or some of your representatives or colleagues will come join us in this effort in the year to come, because next year we do plan to issue an official paper. This is just an exploratory informal paper. We do plan to extend it and have a comprehensive analysis next year on the topic. And with that, I'll hand it over to Jose